net, gets warmed under, and find a way to poke it in.
Yeah, once Luke got it and turned, I knew we had a quick 2-1, so I figured as a righty there from that angle, I knew I could hopefully box out the D-man, get on one knee there, and make myself pretty big and available. And then, you know, Luke, smart young kid, he figured it out fairly quickly and zipped it in there for me.
How much do you think that's just from him watching you play and whatever conversations you guys may have had that he's learned from it?
Well, probably. I mean, I always tell him, you know, if the stick is open, you know, fire it in there, and then, you know, let whoever's in there, let them do their job. Again, so, you know, being here for a little bit longer now, I think guys are starting to realize, you know, my game and what I can do in front. And again, but it was just a heads-up smart play by him.
Speaking of people learning from you, I think that pass that Boone Jenner made to Alexander Wenberg on that first goal, that was your pass. That's a pass that you normally make, and Boone's picked that up from you.
I didn't even see it, so, I mean, I was the trailer actually yelling at Boone to kind of leave it for me. And next thing I know, it's just a great seam pass. Again, it shows that, you know, just a great pull-up, great poise, and good play. Again, good chemistry there by those two.
How big was that goal, just to get on the board and cut that lead in half at that point in time?
Huge. Again, after the first, we just talked about, let's just cut the lead in half, whatever it is. And then we came in here after a second feeling great because we did what we accomplished. We're down one, and, you know, on the road, we're in a good spot. We felt like we were playing a good hockey game. Yeah, it was good.
Have you ever been in a playoff game where you were missing three forwards?
I don't know. Not that I can remember right now.
The bench looks pretty empty over there for a little while.
Yeah, it was lots of room. The benches are big here anyway, so that was kind of nice for the rest of us. More water and stuff. So I don't know. Losing Andy, that hurt, especially so early on a play. I don't think maybe it's 2 minutes. But, again, it's a quick game, so he's got to make a decision to ref. And, he'll be back next game, but obviously losing a big body like Andy in this series hurt us right away, but the other guy stepped out great.
How were you guys able to overcome all the adversity in the third? I mean, not only the lead, but...
Before the game, we just kept talking about it, and I mentioned it several times. Let's not get too high, not too low, whatever happens. We're a good team, believe in it, and Torts mentioned the same thing again. Again, believe in these guys, and obviously we talked about being disciplined. That didn't work out in the first, but we didn't feel like we played a bad period. You know, that's two goals by a good player, and we just said, let's kill off the rest. I think it was 2.5 minutes in the second there, and then get back to 5-5 and slowly find our game. Again, we just never hung our heads or panicked. We just stuck with it, and again, I was impressed how comfortable we were, even in overtime, like leaving this room. There's no... Again, you can tell we're just confident, which is nice at a young group to see.
What was the talk